It's always a great joy to come here to Eastside and see so many people that I've loved for so many years. I think those are the people I must confess I'm happiest to see. Those people who 30 years ago, and I know I shouldn't mention the time span, it all shows how old we're all getting, but 30, 35 years ago were so good to me as a little boy. You know, childhood memories are really strong, and seems like when we start to lose it, I shouldn't have all these references to old age, but when we start to lose our memory, what we lose usually is a short-term memory. We keep even those childhood memories. And so many of you have given me so many good childhood memories, and I'll always be thankful for that. I think something else we need to know is we keep on need to be giving lots of attention to the children that are here, and you're blessed. Something else I'm glad to see are faces that I don't know, and that shows that you're getting new blood, and especially these young people and these children on the front. I think we're improving a little bit over 30 years ago in that area. And it's just great to see so many people listening, so many people singing with enthusiasm. That's something else that always sticks with you from East Side, the singing. And I'm just glad to be here. The elders asked me to give a brief report on my work in New York City area before the sermon. So I'll try to shorten up the sermon a little bit and give you about a 5 or 10 minute report on our work there. And we'll start off with some of the pictures of the main part of New York City that most people know. And of course, that's Midtown Manhattan. I believe this is a picture that my dad took from the Empire State Building towards Lower Manhattan. The clump of buildings in the back is where the World Trade Center used to be. And of course, every time we see that picture there or any part of that skyline, we kind of have to look twice to check on where those two buildings were. Another view of New York City that tourists like, this is from across the river from Midtown Manhattan in Weehawken. Now, this is the business area. This isn't the area where we do most of our work. This is the touristy area. And speaking of tourists, we get all kinds there in New York. This is Lower Manhattan, and you never know what kind of tourist will show up. But this is from the other angle of where we used to see the World Trade Center. But where most of our work is done is in the Bronx and Upper Manhattan, where there are more residential neighborhoods. This is a street, the street where the church in Upper Manhattan meets. This is Sherman Avenue. That's a nasty word, I know, down here, but that's where the church building is, so I have to go there. This was taken about 2 or 3 years ago, and the building looks pretty shabby there. And I want to show you a recent picture of the building. Doesn't that look a lot nicer? Sometimes the way you treat your building indicates what's going on inside. And I think that in the last 2 or 3 years, the congregation of Upper Manhattan has had a bit of a revival. And people are more enthusiastic. We even have shrubbery in the front. And I don't think any of the other buildings on any of our streets have shrubbery in the front. But the brethren decide they want to fix it up. They want to do more to serve God. Here's the group inside. This maybe gets about 2/3 of the building. We cram about 75 people in there most Sundays. When I say cram, I mean cram. We need another building, but we don't have room for all. We're having a good number of people leave us now, but it seems even as people leave, they decide you don't have to live there and get out, but we fill it up with others, with new converts and new arrivals. But these are good people. Most of these people you see are from the Dominican Republic. And the way we know about the Dominican Republic more than anything else, that's where all the baseball players come from now. They fill up 50% of the major league roster. That's an island in the Caribbean. But this congregation is composed primarily of Dominican people. This is one of the families that I think has really been responsible for our revival there at Upper Manhattan. This is the Grado family. Now, he's from Mexico. She's from the Dominican Republic. Some of you know Marcos. This was taken 2 or 3 years ago. Marcos is a little bigger than that. He's sticking his head there in the middle with his parents and Genesis. But they've really dedicated themselves to Bible study and to service. And everyone else needs to follow their example. There are other congregations I work with. Every Sunday afternoon I go to a congregation in Fairlawn. Most of my pictures are old. I need to take some more. This is probably four years ago, and all the little kids there on the front row are bigger now. We have about 75 there at Fairlawn. Now here it looks like we were in about the 45 or 50 range. But we meet in the building of an English-speaking congregation in Fairlawn, which is about 15 miles from New York City. A lot of Hispanics in that area. This congregation, Fairlawn, is composed of people from different parts of the world. It's not just one group of people. You have Peruvians, you have Dominicans, you have people from El Salvador, you have people from Ecuador. So this congregation is composed of people from all over Latin America. It's really interesting to see those cultures meshing. It would be about like having a bunch of Australians, a bunch of Englishmen, a bunch of South Africans. They share the language, yes, but the accent's different, the culture's different, and yet in Christ they work together as one here at Fairlawn. Once a month I attend the congregation here in Flushing. This congregation is composed primarily of people from Central America. And if you know New York City, this is not far from Mets Stadium. Upper Manhattan's not far from Yankee Stadium. Most of the members there are Yankee fans. And these are from Central America, so they're soccer fans. They don't know anything about baseball. But El Salvador is highly represented in this congregation, Honduras, and other countries there of Central America. The way it seems like we accomplish the most, we pass out lots of tracts and correspondence courses, but just good old home studies. Is a picture I took a couple of years ago at a home study from the Brethren in Fairlawn. We get together on Saturday evenings and have a Bible study and lots of singing. They like singing. Not as pretty as the singing here at Eastside, although I might say it's a little bit louder than the singing here at Eastside. They believe in raising the roof when they sing. But friends are invited, and that's the way we make a lot of our contact. And of course, we need to spend a lot of time with our children. This is just a bunch of kids. Who came together. I think we were telling someone goodbye. And there are even a few gringos thrown in there, as you can see. We get them all together. The little girl on the front there on the left is Leah. That's 2 or 3 years ago. My youngest daughter. And there's another group. But we try to give them a lot of time. And as we point out, children, young people need a lot of attention. Not recreational activities from the church. But they do need our time and energy as individuals, and yes, sometimes we need to provide them with those opportunities. There's some more of the kids from Upper Manhattan, and they love to sing, and they love their Bible study at services. What we're trying to do is work on the parents so that they'll give more emphasis to the Bible studies in the home. Here's a new preacher that's moved into New York City recently. This is Dad and Mom. For many years in the middle, surrounded by some of the girls that we had at a camp recently. For many years, when people would come to visit and ask for a congregation they could visit in Manhattan, I had to tell them, there's nothing. If you want to work on Spanish, we'll have you with us. You'll enjoy it, but you won't understand much of what's going on. It really concerned me sometimes that the contacts that I had that only spoke English, I really didn't have anything that I could offer them. Several years ago, Tom Beter moved to Manhattan and started a small congregation there. But it was struggling, it was weak, and so this was the new preacher that we got to move in. And since that time, the congregation has grown and become more stable, and as you can imagine, knowing Dad and Mom. Here's a picture of the inside of the building they rent. And they average, where Dad and Mom preach, in the neighborhood of 40 or so each Sunday morning. I think they get a little more during tourist season, which is right now, and a little less when... they're not in tour season. The congregation is composed, I would say, about half of people who are, such as these young Christians on the front there, who are studying in New York or working temporarily in New York and are helping the congregation. And about half are people who pretty much settled in New York. Some have come from Spanish-speaking congregations. They speak more English than Spanish, so they go there. But the congregation is growing. Just this past week, an interesting dad told me that they had a young Hindu man who had come and who had been reading the Bible, and he said, most of the other congregations I attend, they just don't give much importance to the book of Acts. I've read the book of Acts. It's a key book, and I see that here you give importance to the book of Acts. And if I'm not mistaken, he's going to be baptized. He could not be baptized at that moment, but he wants to be baptized as soon as he can. And this is the type of contact his dad will have, the type of contact that he will be teaching there in New York City. Since you know, Mom and Dad, some of you like to wonder, oh, this is the building where the church meets. This is the corner of 103rd Street and Amsterdam Avenue, which is a nice neighborhood. They meet in the basement of this building. That room that you saw before is in the lower right-hand side. And it's a very nice place. It's all concrete walls, so the singing sounds great. Now, the speaking is a little hard for them to understand sometimes because you've got sound reverberating all around that room that you saw before. But this is a good place for them to meet. This is the baptistry. Dad and Mother have one in their back of their apartment, and we have one in Upper Manhattan. I wonder how many cattle troughs there are in Manhattan, but we've got two of them anyway. If there are any other, I don't know. But they make good baptistries. You just sit the people down in the water. You can transport them. I have some other pictures of transporting them to do baptize elderly people. But Dad is proud of the baptistry that we have there. This is the building in the middle, the smaller building, is the building that Mother and Dad live in. They live in the basement, which makes things a little more reasonable. And this was taken, of course, during a snowstorm. But they have a nice apartment. They have one of the few apartments that you'll find in New York City that actually has a yard. And there's the yard. It kind of looks like a prison compound, maybe, but you can see the sun occasionally there. And so they have people out that eat with them there in the backyard. So that might give you a little bit of an idea about some of the things that are going on in New York. One other slide. Well, here's some more tourists that showed up. Some have asked, how are they adapting to life there? This is just 1.5 blocks from the house, from the apartment. Mother likes to go there and watch the sunset. There's a sailboat in the background. I think that type of thing makes it more tolerable for her, and she likes it. And she also likes the tourists that show up on occasion to visit, as those you see in the picture. Don and Cammy Bunning are moving to New York to work with Dad and Mom and the church there and all around, around the 1st of September. That's Don and Tammy, and there's plenty of work to be done. Dad appreciates the help that you've given him through the years, and I especially appreciate the help that you've given me in working there. Well, that's a little 5-minute report. If you have any questions, I'd be glad to do what I can to answer them when we're through.